Dr. Ann Hauser-Boyens, president of Iowa Valley Community College District. How are you?
I'm great, Kyle Martin. It has been a great spring, and even though it's only 39 degrees today, I'm happy the sun has been out.
Amen to that. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. I got you. Hey, there's been a lot of talk about community colleges offering 4-year degrees, bachelor degrees. How are we navigating that at the Iowa Valley Community College District?
Sure. Well, I want to give you a little history, just a little bit of history. Many of the states, about 25 states in the United States, already allow community colleges to offer bachelor's degrees. And so Florida has been doing it for over 25 years. And now, when we say bachelor's degrees, these are very limited bachelor's degrees. For example, you could go to a Florida community college and get a bachelor's degree in, say, nursing or education or something that it really translates exactly to the workforce. Okay, so what is going through the legislators right now? It did pass the House about a week ago, last week, is a bill that allows. It's a pilot program that allows community colleges that offer face to face. This would not be online degrees, so this would be a face to face bachelor's degrees. In very specific areas, nursing, education, business, agriculture, about 7 or 8 different degrees that, like I said, translate exactly into the workforce. And so what's this mean for the Valley? Probably not an awful lot just yet.
Right.
Because it is, it's a pilot degree, a pilot program if it does pass this year. But because of one of the stipulations in this is that if a university, a college or university, 4-year college or university, offers the degree and you're within 50 miles of that college or university, you're not allowed to offer it. This pilot program will really help community colleges who are in what we would call kind of a 4-year education desert. We are very lucky to have Iowa State right next to us, and so many of our students will transfer there. But in the future, that might open up and be able to serve populations who are able to get to Iowa State, aren't able to drive to the University of Iowa or one of the our private institutions in the state. So I'm very hopeful that this is this will be passed in the Senate and then go to the governor's desk. But it kind of remains to be seen because, you know, legislation takes a little time to get all of everybody on the same page.
Yeah, yeah. So does this mean, and I realize, you know, like you said, these are outlying areas, not here in central Iowa, but does this mean that those colleges, and I know you're I'm asking you a question to speak on behalf of all community colleges, Ann.
Understand.
Okay. Yep. Does this mean they're going to have to hire more faculty? Or, I mean, how's that work in other states?
And sometimes in some programs, if the programs are already full, it might mean that we need to hire some more faculty. And so in some areas, there may be some capacity to take this on. And really, it kind of depends on the specific area that the degree is in and also very, very specific to the local needs of that community college. So, Kyle, it depends. Is that a good answer for you?
You know what? That's a great answer, Ann. That is a great. Dr. Ann Hauser-Boyens, president of Iowa Valley Community College District, on our Newsmakers today. Always a joy to visit with you.
Thanks, Kyle. Have a great day.
You too.